Welcome to episode 365 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ockel. When was the last time you grabbed a paintbrush? Recently, I had to paint a room in my home, and I came away with three lessons that I think can help your career. This all started when I recently decided to change the color of the walls in my office. While I haven't painted for a few years, I thought it'd be fun to grab the brush and the rollers. The project turned out well, and I realized painting can teach you a lot about success in business. Here are some tips that you can use to become more productive in your career. The first is to fight your tendencies. For me, putting paint on the wall is the exciting part. I don't enjoy installing drop cloths and carefully taping certain parts of the room. This kind of work bores me. My tendency is to get to the fun stuff, painting in this case, as soon as possible. Despite this inclination, I knew the success of the project depended on my paying attention to these little details. Doing the job correctly from the start would save me time. It's time I'd otherwise spend on fixing mistakes like drips and splatter. In your workplace, are you tempted to skip or rush through the dull work that could ultimately produce success? How much time do you spend fixing mistakes at the end that could have been prevented by paying attention to these details from the start? I could make peace with the less exciting stuff by realizing I was investing in the success of the project rather than being punished with boring work. Next, you need to have a plan. When it came time to paint, I realized it was time to have a strategy. Some walls would be easy to paint. Other sections where you have windows, doors, and ductwork, those required more concentration and deliberate movements. I had to think about how I was going to spend my time. Would it be a good idea to do the easy stuff first and then move on to sections that required more focus? As someone who doesn't paint much, I also had to consider the physical toll. Would I want to be doing the same repetitive action for long periods of time, potentially flirting with muscle strain? By taking a moment to think about how to approach the project, I was able to make it a more successful experience. When approaching a task, are you just jumping into it, or are you taking a moment to consider your best approach? Just because you found one way to do something doesn't mean it's the best way. If a process isn't working smoothly, consider changing it. For example, you may want to do high concentration work early in the day, as opposed to trying to get it done 5 minutes before closing time. Get expertise. While painting is not extremely complex work, there are some tricks to the trade. I spent a few minutes looking online for some best practices and advice. As a visual learner, it helps me to see a video of the process rather than just read about it. Should you rely on what you know about something being all you need to know? This is why professional development is so important for career success. In a changing world, competency is like a moving target. It's a smart investment of time to attend conferences, network with professionals in your field, and read or watch information about your field. Even if you're a pro, checking on outside expertise will, at a minimum, confirm you're on the right path. One last thing. The final product is a lasting reminder of your success. Use these three business lessons to make your masterpiece. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenockel.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel, that's also under my name, Ken Ockel. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.